It was 8 years old when I had that incredible experience with the first spotted turtle. I was born and lived in Altoona, Pennsylvania, so I was in a central Pennsylvania railroad town, and I was in a, you know, an urban area. I grew up in streets and sidewalks, and I don't even remember a park. So there was nothing there really to trigger whatever it was that got triggered when, at age eight, because of some family circumstances, I ended up in the Groton Mystic Noank area, southeastern Connecticut. But I could see out from my yard. I could see in the not great distance trees and you know, a forest and so forth. And it just truly beckoned to me. And so I'm pretty sure it was on the third day I was there. I didn't know any kids yet. I was out, you know, I got out of school early in June because we moved. And I just set off on my own, which wasn't easy to do. My mother had a watchful eye. And I walked along the edge of the woods, and then I came to a little stream. I followed the stream for a while. I crossed the stream. I came to this backwater, little marshy place. These were all brand new things for me to see and experience. And I was just coming alive with it, really. And then I saw frogs, I saw dragonflies, you know, I heard the birds. I mean, it was a whole new experience. Every sensory experience was new. And I just couldn't stop looking around and being absorbed. And then I saw something moving in these reedy grassy growth. And this spotted turtle just appeared in a little open place in the clear water. And that just brought everything to a crashing focus. It just absolutely grabbed a hold of me, and I was shaking all over. I thought, I've got to hold that turtle. I've got to see that turtle. And I went in, shoes and all, picked up the spotted turtle, did the wrong thing and brought it home for a while. It takes a while to learn these things. And I got home late for supper with wet shoes, and that started a battle with my mother over my swamp walking until I finally left home at 18. If I look back on it, I'll say that was a life-changing thing. I'll tell you what I was aware of. I just, without consciously thinking of it, even as I was walking away, I thought, I have to come back here. I have to come back here. And that has never left me.